Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Chilly Englishman. It is the thrid of January 2025, and it is chilly. And looking out the window, another bright sunny day by the looks of things, which is lovely. And we just want the sun to do a little bit of warming up, really, because the car windows are all frosted over. I can see that. But it is a proper winter's day, so one cannot grumble, in as much as there is sunshine and clear skies. Those poor old pilots must have been exhausted over December. Excuse me, I've just had a shave. The lovely Julia is perched on the sofa, and I might have to put another jumper on because it is chilly in the house. I'm going to put that over jumper back on, I think. Let's get rid of this jacket that I left downstairs. I'm conserving logs as well, so it's always that, you know, time of year. I got one stack to last till the end of the month. I think I mentioned that yesterday. So it's that sort of time of year when you hibernate a little bit in the kitchen, get the Essie on, and that does sort of take the edge of the heat off the house. But what have I done with it? Oh, it's in the bedroom. So that, and then because I've now managed to get the laptop sorted out, I can sit in the kitchen. But I may not do that. I may actually, when it comes to it, sit in the bed and work when I get round to doing that. I've got to do a video first, so we'll do that this morning. I've only got my slippers on. I've got clothes on, obviously, but I have I need to find my socks, because otherwise I shall have cold feet. But I'm going to give myself a new hanky for the day. So much better now. Pretty much gone. The dreaded illness, I'm very pleased to say. Not so much of the hacking cough. Oh, there they are. Lovely. Socks. Yesterday we went to the farm shop, realising it was a Thursday, which is the day we normally go to the farm shop. And it was very beautiful, very, very beautiful out and about. God, this house, this room does feel like a morgue in here. It's very cold. You all right, my love? She says, not really. There's a little bit of the cough. So I think there is a thread on Kilvert's diary to actually read. He's got here that's 17. Is that the one that we were on? Yes. So Tuesday, this is 1871, Kilvert's diary. And he says, Tuesday, 3rd of January, I went to see Isaac Giles. He lamented the loss of his famous old pear tree. He told me he was nearly 80 and remembered seeing the Scots Grey passing through Chippenham on their way to Waterloo. They looked very much down, he said, for they knew where they were going. I wonder where they were going. The Scots Grey, was that? Was that the time of the Boer War, was it? No. They were going somewhere. Scots Greys. Presumably that is a bunch of army people.
Greys, were they not the horses?
Oh, were they horses? Were they going to the knacker's yards or somewhere?
Maybe.
They looked down. I don't know why.
Greys is a term you'd use for a horse.
Ah, there you go. Greys. And what was the other term that you told me about the other day? Was it a bay?
Bay. Colours. They can just refer to the colour as the horse.
Oh. Yes. Look at that sky blue pink with yellow dots on horse over there. Yes, it's very nice.
You still call it a horse, though.
I do call it a horse.
You still call it a horse.
Oh, I see, which took away the point. I'm with you. Absolutely. Yes, it is bloody cold. The cat, I don't think, is very happy about that either. Although he did sleep down in this front room all night. It's funny, he can curl up in front of the fire and be perfectly warm, and then another time he'll sit in a cold place as if it didn't make the slightest difference to him. You must be able to regulate the temperature underneath that fur coat.
He has got a nice thick fur coat.
He certainly does have a nice thick fur coat, and I have had to unzip it occasionally and borrow it myself, much to his chagrin. So today is another writing day. I am tempted a little later to take a stroll up to the glass house, the greenhouse, whatever it's called, and look for some books for my grandchildren, because we had this, I sent some books for Christmas, and Amazon delivery man decided he would leave the books outside in the rain when it was raining that day, and he just, they got soaked and the books were destroyed effectively. So I did leave a message for Stanley to say, well, I'll replace them if you can let me know whether they were the right reading type for the kids. And Patricia, his wife, got back to Julia actually and said, yes, no, they were perfect, so we would love to have the replacement. So I said, well, that's grand. And then I thought, well, I may as well go and look in some charity shops for them, because they're quite expensive when you buy them brand new, and I could buy a whole bunch of them if they were appropriate, and you know, for a pound or so. It's not the money, is it? It's the fact that they've got a nice load of them to use. Julia's just disappearing. So, going to do that, I think, at some point today, which would be nice, because it also gets me out of the house, which is lovely, especially when the house is freezing cold. It's probably warmer outside than it is indoors, so to speak. So I've got to switch on my machine, and oh, I must put on the internet, actually. Must do that. I'll do that now. And all through the illness, I have been unable to smoke my pipe, which, because the illness, this catarrh thing that rested on my chest, was sort of, I don't know what it was doing, but it was blocking the flavour of the tobacco. And the irony was that I, oh, it is on. The irony was that I wanted the nicotine to help keep me fit. But the tobacco tasted as if I was smoking a melting plastic pipe. Very strange. And only yesterday I was starting to really get the clearance and the flavour back, so that I could get some of that nicotine to help me. I know that now there'll be a number of people out there who don't really fully understand all of that. But all I can say is go and have a look at Dr. Brian Ardis on his research on nicotine. I've got a couple of books about the research on just smoking in general, which shows a bias, but I won't go into all of that too much. That's really another day of trying to get this book as close to the first draft finished as possible. That would be really my plan, because it's a story. I mean, it's a fiction story, and whether people enjoy it or not, I don't know. But it has got really a whole load of views and thoughts from my guests over the last 2 years and weaved into the story. I thought it would be a great way of introducing people to the potential, and it does offer solutions to a aggressive and somewhat sinister council, which we all seem to be subject to at the moment, who are pushing net zero policies when there is no evidence that the planet, if it is a planet,
is it actually warming up or in any danger of the things that they say it is as a result of the Industrial Revolution and what have you. In fact, I mean, in many ways, many people do actually want a much more simpler and more fulfilling life and don't really need the big, massive commercialism and the spending, unnecessary spending and destroying of the planet's resources. I mean, most of us don't really need any of that. And we could do it much more on a local level anyway, the resources that we need, as we did 100, 150 years ago. And we didn't need to extract so much steel and oil and stuff just to get the infrastructure in. You know, it does seem a little too much, especially when you see some of these films, ordinary feature films, where they go to exotic places and you see the amount of ridiculous infrastructure, or you see the amount of container ships that are coming over and you think, bloody hell, you know, this is just totally unnecessary. But anyway, there we go. I will keep this short today, short and sweet, for I need to go and get a video made, and so I should go and upload this and sort it all out. And I will catch up with you tomorrow. Take care and enjoy the day if it's sunny where you are.